I went on a subpar date with a Bumble match in early October. We walked around the strip of land between the Connecticut River and my house.
Started walking towards a chicken coop, and we noticed that some of the chickens were getting out of the fencing around the coop, and so we went and we picked all the little chickens up that had gotten out and tossed them back into the coop.
We awkwardly read every monument sign we could find along the way. With our date taking place in Hadley's historic town center, erected in 1659, there was an abundance of signs to read.
Then we went to the graveyard. We found a whole lot of funny names and a whole lot of really old graves. There were funny ways that people died. It said something like, tragically killed by a dislodged stack of lumber, 1764.
After a fair share of facts were given to me about the birds, trees, and mushrooms we passed, I said, why not, and invited him inside to make out.
Yeah, and then Bella was like, hey, want to come back to my place? And I was like, yeah. And then we did, and then we made out for a while. And then I went home. I think so. That was our first date.
I regretted the invite inside after the date was over. I expanded the pod, putting everyone at risk for no reason. I needed to see him again just to justify the exposure. I was lucky I did. We've seen each other every day since then. I found I fell in love incredibly quickly thanks to the dating constraints of coronavirus. So I decided to talk to my roommates, our partners, and lovers to discuss how dating right now has worked for them.
The rule of thumb is that everyone gets one person that they get to be in contact with non-socially distantly. So it can be a boo, it could be a friend, it could be any other categorization of person that lives in our lives. And then it began. That is the story of dating in the pod.
It's similar to like going back to like when people courted each other, where it's just really intentional. The less like, oh my god, you're like hooking up with multiple people at once and it's not serious. There's no expectation on it of like, you know, being in college and just like that's what you're kind of used to, and it's very different from that.
This is kind of normal for me. This is just kind of how.
Well, you are good at getting in serious relationships. Some of us are not.
Some have accused me of being a serial monogamist.
And do you think it's much easier to fall in love in this moment in general?
Yeah, I think I personally have a tendency to be like grass is always greener and always, you know, wanting to get involved with other things or wanting to keep my options open. And also just the whole like monogamy versus open relationships thing. So yeah, I don't know. And I don't want to say like, oh, it's easier to fall in love if you're in a monogamous relationship, but I think that might be the situation for me.
There's like a million things that go into this. Like I was only here because of COVID and I only met because I was here. But like if I was here in a not COVID world for some reason, yeah, hanging out with you guys anyway, I don't feel like Ariella would have been interested in me.
Maybe that's true. I don't know.
I also probably wouldn't have been interested in Ariella, to be fair. Nevertheless, you know, sometimes it just takes the right circumstances. I think everybody has like everybody holds a lot of like potential love for everybody else, and it takes like particular circumstances to like allow that love to like be actualized, and that doesn't make it any less real or any worse, but sometimes it just takes like a weird set of circumstances for things like that to happen.
Right, like there's a lot of situations where something could happen.
Mm-hmm.
How does dating like this compare to dating before?
I think it's different because pre and during pandemic, I go on a lot of first dates. They don't usually work out. But I had really gotten into a rhythm at least last year of like Sunday nights I would go on a Tinder date and inevitably they would be weird and awkward, but then we'd hook up so it'd be fine. But I guess the stakes are different now in that you're looking not just for someone to spend an evening with and get your titty sucked, but someone who will ride out this pandemic with you. And also it's like criteria for someone you're smooching isn't how cool they are, how hot they are, whatever, whatever. It's, are they being safe in the pandemic? So that is crazy, and that changes the game and changes the stakes and inevitably leads to dating within the pod. which happened.
But, like, what do you think of how we have to spend so much time with all our partners all together?
Well, I guess just to start out with, I remember the first time Hayden and I hooked up, I didn't want to tell you and Sophie because I felt weird that it was, like, they were a friend of Sophie's and, like, they were already in the pod and I didn't want to, like, mess up the dynamics. And so starting out, I was worried about that, but I stopped worrying about that pretty quickly. And I don't know, I think it worked out really nice for this situation because Hayden was like already a friend of my roommates, so I didn't feel that weird about bringing them into our house all the time.
You know, it's like, I think, you know, I was able to like quickly make friends with Bella's roommates. I think they like me for the most part. I thought it's kind of almost like you're dating a group of people because you kind of have to be with all of them. It's hard to get one person alone, so it's kind of like you date their whole pod,
yeah,
basically, in more ways than one.
It's really hard because that is literally the last thing I've ever wanted to do in my life, is prioritize romantic relationships over platonic. I think the pandemic has made it hard because it's really hard to have a romantic relationship without a physical component, and so it's like that is the reason why I guess I can rationalize like seeing romantic partners more than friends, just because I feel like I don't need to be in the same room holding hands with my friend. But I think that I was saying earlier, like the criteria has shifted so much from how much you actually like a person and what their deal is, and has really turned to how many people they're connected to COVID-wise. I know that most of the people that I want to see friend-wise all have their own little bubbles, and that's really hard. It's a terrible feeling. It feels like such terrible cognitive dissonance to be living this way and then also be like, my friends are the most important thing in my life. And that's just been one of the plethora of incredibly hard things about this pandemic.
Like an absurd attempt at organization that didn't exist. And I think that's how I feel about a lot of like social distancing, like rules and situations where there's a lot of just sort of trying to convince yourself that you're doing the best, which is a good thing. I think it worked out well for us at this point, but yeah, just all the moments where it was like, okay, I'm talking to this person, and then okay, well then who are their roommates and how many people are they seeing? Okay, well you guys can hang out, but maybe like don't start hanging, like don't touch at the first hour, like all of that is just totally absurd, you know. So, and it's so silly, and it's just like, okay, I guess this is what makes us feel good, which is important, but especially since we weren't hanging out with other friends, it was weird to like prioritize these random people at weird times. But we're lucky. None of these randos gave us COVID yet.